up.
Blog Talk Radio.
I would be looking more at the 15.
Are you a veteran police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher?
I'm bullish.
If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes. And we have rewards to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates. And many other service providers have incentives, too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145-5. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145-502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day. It'll be a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yeah, just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Today is Purple Heart Day. Now, those folks with a Purple Heart, we certainly appreciate them, appreciate all that they do. National Raspberries and Cream Day. Okay, I can go with the Raspberries and Cream Day. As you all know by now, having beaten anorexia, raspberries, cream, how could you go wrong with any of that? Maybe a little creme brulee, could we say that one there? I like that idea. Check out the market, stock market for you today. Boy, has it been volatile. We were down at 25,500 on the Dow, down about 521 points, 520 some points earlier in the day. Now we're down 358 points. S&P 500 down 31 points as I speak to you. That's come back a little bit. It was down around 2830, give or take. We're watching that one. Oil is falling through the floor right here. We've been watching that one. Oil is down $2.86 a barrel. I had this conversation earlier today with somebody. Oil being down, you know, you think that sounds good. Gas prices going down, but there's a lot that depends on oil more than gas prices. And you don't want oil to go too far down. Now, yeah, I know I like the idea of having low gas prices as well, although we are in Calizuela, so we don't get the benefits of all those gas reductions. 269.3 national average. Calizuela, we're about a dollar a gallon more than that, 366 and a half, still above Hawaii. So we are, you know, you try and figure that one out, how Hawaii can be less than we are. But I like to chat about that every day. Louisiana, Mississippi, both the 233, just under 233, both of them. So they are over a dollar a gallon cheaper than we are in Calizuela. Now, here's the biggie is the mortgage rates. Again, the 10-year Treasury, we'll talk more about this in the mortgage minute in the next segment. But every 10-year Treasury right now is really getting hit hard, really hit hard. U.S. 10-year Treasury down 8 basis points, which has recovered a bit from earlier in the day. We had been down even more than that. We're at 1.63 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury. Germany's now negative 0.58. Japan, negative 0.196. Italy, you got to wonder about them. Are you going to get your money back at all? 1.41. Spain, 0.147. UK, 0.487. So all of the currencies around the world are having trouble, and we're going to be getting a 10-year Treasury later today. We'll talk about that one as well. All of these are big, big issues in the marketplace. They're big issues on what is driving our economy right now and what's a lot of the volatility in the markets. But, you know, something the elected leaders, all they're out there doing is talking about things that do not matter to most of us. Most of us could not care less about the issues that they're talking about right now. One that we should be watching, though, about is it was out in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Talking about the pension funds across the country. Now, we know in Calizuela, we've had a lot of problems with our pension funds here. We've been watching that. We've been talking about that issue, about all the problems in the pensions. We've talked about that. It's the hidden story. You know, we hear from a lot of folks about how great the economy is in Calizuela. And then they come and they say, well, yeah, but we've got unfunded pension liabilities of almost every city, about $300 million. $300 million. So how are they going to recover that money to take care of the seniors that have been expecting those funds? Well, they've done it. They put a surcharge, a invoice to all these different municipalities. I know Anaheim got their $10 million invoice. Santa Ana got their $10 million invoice. Going to double next year to $20 million, go to $30 million after that. How do you budget for that kind of money? And then you look at some of the smaller cities that can't handle that much money, and they're getting these invoices. But public plans with more than $1 billion in assets earned a median return of 6.79 for the year ended June 30th, the lowest since 2016. According to Wilshire Trust Universe Comparison Service data released Tuesday, public pension plans projected a median long-term return of 7.25%. Now, if you cannot get the numbers in a market that's been near all-time highs, what are you expecting is going to happen come down the road? Just question that one out there for you. Unbelievable. That's going to have some serious implications on the marketplace. And we're watching that for you because, you know, when they have to come out and they have to start pressing, do they either start with more in the way of taxes? Or in the case of Anaheim, they've had their own process. They've had their own desire. They go and they do these public-private partnerships. But to get some people, especially City Councilman Marino, for example, on the Council of Anaheim, he doesn't like that. He says, let's just tax people more, right? Let's increase the minimum wage, which we know going back all the way to the Great Depression does not help anything or anybody. But you know, I guess when you have no idea what to do, you just say things that sound good. And that's what happens from a lot of these politicians. They have no idea what they're doing and how to correct problems. So they start doing and saying things that they think are going to resonate. Right? I mean, let's tax, you know, and I'm not a big fan of Amazon. They had an $11 billion profit and paid no income tax. And they pay all kinds of other taxes, billions and billions of dollars of other taxes. But I'm going to share with you this a thought, and I give you these thoughts all the time. Corporations do not pay taxes. Corporations do not pay taxes. No matter what the tax bill is, corporations do not pay taxes. They collect taxes. Because they are not a value add, right? They're not a living, breathing mechanism. So what does a company like Amazon do? What does a company like your local car dealer do? Your local real estate company? They don't pay taxes. They collect them. They add it into the cost of operations. When they add it into the cost of operations, guess who pays that bill? Yeah, it's you and me. Right. So no matter what they want to tell you, Amazon paid taxes. They paid a lot of payroll taxes. They pay a lot of their matching Social Security taxes. They pay a lot of different taxes. But income taxes, all they're going to do is put that into the cost of operations, add that to the cost of doing business, and pass it along to you and me. So call that a greater tax on the working person that is going and buying goods and services from Amazon that is as a convenience. Try and figure that one out, but they don't want to tell you those kind of items. Moving along in the morning briefing today, President Trump back out on the trail today, visiting Dayton, Ohio, the site of one of the weekend shootings, and it'll be over in El Paso later in the afternoon or evening today. And you get some of these, again, lunatics on the left. Now, just think about the lunatics on the left. Right, you get one of the Castro brothers, right? He goes and releases the name and address of some of Donald Trump's supporters and does not even look at who they are or what they do. So you've got these retirees that have now been targeted because of Joaquin Castro. He's the brother of Julian Castro, who's running for president. Does it make any sense to go and release that? Maybe the president should release Joaquin Castro's address and maybe his cell phone number, home phone number. Maybe that would get him to understand what the unintended or maybe the intended consequences. On the left, it's probably intended consequences. And I know it sounds bad to say on the left, but who's out there inciting? Have you heard, name one person on the right that's inciting anything? Now, you've had some of the Antifa, the leftists, picketing in front of Mitch McConnell's house saying that they should kill him. Really? That's what they're out there saying. I'm just reporting this. You tell me what you think. You've got Mad Maxine Waters talking about the idea of hurting people because they're a Trump supporter when they're getting gas or when they're in a restaurant. Then you listen to Robert Francis. He wants to call himself Beto O'Rourke, right? The president of the United States is not welcome in El Paso, Texas. Now, nobody in their right mind wants to go to El Paso, Texas. I've been there, right? But the president is going there to pay his respects on behalf of the nation. He was elected by this country. Beto O'Rourke lost, right? He's been a congressperson. The state of Texas rejected him. In his run for president, he's being rejected, right? But he's out there making these comments. And then you get the media gives him an airing, gives him an opportunity to be heard. What benefit is that? And then you've got the New York Times, the fake New York Times, fake New York, fake Times, fake New York Times, fake news. Yeah, I guess that's probably the best way to put it, right? So they came out with a headline, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the sub-30-year-old, doesn't like it, so the New York Times changes the headline of what's reporting on the president. Really?
This is ridiculous.
Can you believe anything that the fake New York Times has to say anymore? Unbelievable, but we're going to continue. We will get back to that and more. You can reach me anytime. I should tell you that when we come back, we're going to talk about poor credit. Don't let it stand in the way of achieving your dreams. Appreciation is strong in real estate right now. Is it time to sell? How new credit impacts your credit score? How to improve your FICO score? Is auto loan refinancing right for you? All that and more. Reach me anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher?
If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Gold Star Mortgage are the only ones I know of with the Fast Pass loan approval. Holy cow, the markets again are whipsawing right now. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 363 points as I speak to you. 363 on the downside. The NASDAQ down 68, the S&P 500 down 32, just about. 10-year Treasury is at 1.62 is the yield right there, and the mortgage-backed securities, those are the bonds. Those are up 25 basis points, which means interest rates are lower. We're going to have a lot of information on this for you. That 10-year Treasury auction that's later today will have a big impact on this. We're going to, what's the issue though? Why is all of this happening? What is happening? So I've been sharing with you that right now is the time to be looking at that refinance. And this is a great information on there, but the reason for it is the global yields. They're tumbling this morning as terrible economic news out of Germany caused their yields to drop to the lowest level ever. Now, I've been telling you that our U.S. 10-year Treasury is going to go to the lowest level ever as well, but Germany just did that. Additionally, the Bank of New Zealand, the Bank of India, the Bank of Thailand all cut rates to try and offset the weakness in the global trading and manufacturing. The market may be thinking that global yields at these severely depressed levels is a sign of weakness and not a good thing. Stocks are significantly lower. As I told you, mortgage bonds are higher. So far today, the Mortgage Bankers Association reported their mortgage application data for last week, as they do every Wednesday. Overall mortgage application volume was up 5.3%. Applications to purchase a home down 2%, but are still up 6.5% from this time last year. Refinances up 12% and are a whopping 116% year over year. The refinance share of mortgage activity increased from 50.5% to 53.9. Average 30-year mortgage dropped to the lowest rate in almost 3 years. And this is the Mortgage Bankers Association number at 4.01 week over week, but rates are about 83 basis points, almost 7/8 lower than this time last year. Remember that the rate the MBA cites typically has some points involved in it, fraction of a point involved in it. I mentioned to you earlier that we're going to get the results of the $27 billion 10-year note auction later this morning. It's coming up at, I think, about 10 o'clock. Auction will be very telling. With yields at this low level, you would think there wouldn't be a strong demand. But if the smart money thinks yields are moving lower, there may be demand even at these yields. We will update you with the results of these. Watch our social media channels. 10-year, again, 163. Yesterday was a very important day. The candle is a sign of indecision where it could have gone either way. And this tells us that we're going to get a continuation lower, even though yields are at a very oversold levels. Got to be on guard because there can be a sharp move higher, especially if the auction does not go our way. The next stop for yields, 1.544. After that, we can hit the lowest yields in history at 132.5. I would say watch what is going on right now. That's the idea there. That is the Mortgage Minute. Now, if you are thinking about selling a house, right now it is a very, very fascinating time to be dealing with that. The reason I say it's a fascinating time is even though interest rates generally will make people feel more comfortable in buying houses, the way they've been acting, the way they've been moving is not a level that creates comfort. Right? The issue of comfort comes from the concept of people feeling secure. There's not a lot of feeling of security when the stock market is moving in 300 to 500, 600 points at a time and each day. So just be careful of that concept right there. There are a lot of folks that are out there. There are a lot of folks that are nervous. I would say that there is some good signs in the marketplace, but when people are nervous, and we saw this in December, and we don't get the reports until February or so of what the pending home sales numbers are. Well, here's the issue is when you get the pending home sales and you start seeing those kind of items happening, I'm going to just share with you that, you know, it's a uncertainty. And as the marketplace, we don't like uncertainty. We like to have standard issue. We like to know, you know, normalcy. And when we start seeing the markets moving the way they've been moving, that's not a level of confidence in what the markets are doing, what the markets are telling us. We don't like that. We like to see, okay, the bonds are going down in an orderly manner, or the stock market is moving. And it doesn't matter whether it's going up or down in many instances. We just want order. We want to know that the bonds are going to go, you know, they're 10, 12, 15 points a day, right? That's a issue. It's just a pretty basics right there. We want to know those things that are orderly. So again, I would just be very, very cautious right now. When you're talking about buying or selling a house, right now is the time to have some patience, right? Because you may be looking at the first offer may not be the best offer. This is where investors are coming into the marketplace, right? If I go into the marketplace, right now is the time that I would actually go into the market and take action, as opposed to waiting until the markets are calm and smooth, right? This is when people that are buyers, if you've got cash on the sideline, you know, make a aggressive offer as opposed to a defensive offer. Now, I know there's a lot of realtors out there that are going to tell me no, and there's certain markets, you know, I've got some people that I've been talking to in the Bakersfield area that the markets are very, very tight over there. So I would just be very careful of what the markets are telling you and listen to what they say. They talk through abnormal channels. I've told you before, I do quite a bit of trading in the markets, contrarian. So when the market is going down, that's when I like to be the buyer. When the market is going up, that's when I like to be the seller. Right there, who makes more money, do you think, in Vegas? Do you think it's the casino or the player? Well, you want to be on the same side as the casino. So be the one that's selling into some of these markets as opposed to be the one that's buying into some of these markets. When you do the selling side, in many instances, you're able to say, okay, well, if the market does nothing or keeps up this volatility, I make money just because regardless of what the market does, one day follows another and the decay in some of the extrinsic values becomes very, very strong for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, appreciation is strong. It might be time to sell. How new credit impacts your credit score. How to improve your FICO score. all that and more. You can reach me anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Nest, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Nest, N-E-S-T, 79564. Appreciation is strong. It might be time to sell. There's no doubt that today's housing market is changing, and everything we see right now indicates it is time to sell. Here's a look at why selling now is likely to drive the greatest return on your largest investment. Home values have been appreciating for several years now, growing at a strong, steady, and impressive pace. In fact, the average annual appreciation rate since 2012 has nearly doubled the average rate from the more normal market of the 1990s. That would be the pre-bubble market. I shared a chart on our social media channels earlier today. giving that information. Average annual appreciation, 87 to 99, 3.6%. That's the pre-bubble years. January of 2000 to May 2007, 7.1%. That is the bubble years. 2007 to 2012, the negative 6.1 is the bust years. And 6.1%, the recovery to date, March 2012 to March 2019, 6.1% appreciation. Appreciation, however, is projected to shift back toward normal, meaning home prices will likely keep climbing over the next few years, but they are not projected to continue to increase at such a high rate. Here's what that means for homeowners. As noted in the latest home price expectation survey powered by Pulsonomics, experts forecast an average annual appreciation rate closer to 3.2% over the next 5 years, which is more in line with historically normal market 3.6%. The good news is there's still time to take advantage of the current strength of home prices by selling your house now. The projected mean percentage appreciation, again, I shared this on the social media channels on the chart, 2019, 4.1%, 2020, 2.8%, 2021, 2.5%, 2022, 3.0%, and 2023, 3.4%. Now, remember, the mean means that half of the surveyed say less, half the surveyed say more. Looking at the projections as they stand today, 2019 is slated to drive the strongest appreciation as compared to the upcoming few years. With average home prices still on the rise, the pace at which they are predicted to continue increasing will likely soften by 2020. The bottom line, if you're thinking about selling your house, now is a great time to make your move. Don't get stuck waiting until projected home price appreciation rates potentially reaccelerate again in 2023. You'll likely earn the greatest return on your investment by selling now before the prices start to normalize next year. And that is the real-time real estate segment, again brought to you by our friends at Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. And also, don't forget to go out there. If you're thinking of selling, hey, check out the home price or the home digest. We've put this together just for you. You can check out either your neighborhood or if you're thinking about moving somewhere, www.sltHomeDigest.com, www.sltHomeDigest.com, and you can get a free report, and it tells you what the county recorder knows about your home, what the market value is. We use an automated valuation model for that, and if you challenge that, we can have a real estate professional in your area check into it. They look at that all the time for us to see what the numbers make sense. Or if maybe the numbers are right, maybe they're wrong. Maybe you live on a golf course and the automated valuations are not taking that into account. All that is part of the process. Again, that would be www.sltHomeDigest.com. So let's check out some credit data. We always like to look at credit data. It's one of the biggest or most important segments we do on Ron Siegel Radio is when we're talking about credit. A lot of people don't understand it. I get all kinds of interesting information. So when you're shopping for credit, inquiries remain on your credit report for 2 years, although FICO scores only consider inquiries from the last 12 months. Now, I get a lot of my data from a service called MyFICO.com. If you think sounds like it's a relationship, MyFICO.com is a tool from the Fair Isaac Corporation. They're the ones that put together the algorithms for the FICO models. So MyFICO.com is my go-to tool for getting this information and then sharing it with you. Now, I pay for the paid service, the full-price service, so I'm able to watch what my FICO score is doing on a very, very regular basis. There are certain days that I'll get two or three updates to my FICO score a day. So why would I be doing that? It's because I understand it. When I do it soft, those are called soft pulls. I'm doing it on myself. There's no hit to credit for that. People tend to have more credit today and shop for new credit more frequently than ever. FICO scores reflect this reality. However, research shows that opening several new credit accounts in a short period of time represents greater risk, especially for people who don't have a long credit history. Your FICO scores take into account several factors, including how you shop for credit. It's okay to request a credit check on your own report. Checking your credit report will not affect your FICO score as long as you order your credit report directly from the credit reporting agency or through an organization authorized to provide credit reports to consumers. Again, myfico.com is the go-to tool that I have. How many new accounts you have? Your FICO scores look at how many new accounts you have by type of account. They also look at how many of your accounts are new. If you have been managing credit for a short time, don't open a lot of new accounts too rapidly. New accounts will lower your average account age, which will have a larger effect on your FICO scores if you don't have a lot of other credit information. Even if you have used credit for a long time, opening a new account can still lower your FICO scores. How many recent inquiries you have? An inquiry is when a lender makes a request for your credit report or score. Inquiries remain on your credit report for 2 years, although FICO scores only consider inquiries from the last 12 months. FICO scores have been carefully designed to count only those inquiries that truly impact credit risk, as not all inquiries are related to credit risk. There are three important facts about inquiries to note. Number one, inquiries usually have a small impact. Number two, many types of inquiries are ignored completely. And number three, the score allows for rate shopping. So let's look at some of the myths. My FICO score will drop if I apply for new credit. If they do, they probably won't drop much. If you apply for several new credit cards within a short period of time, multiple requests for your credit information inquiries will appear on your report. Shopping for new credit can equate with higher risk, but most credit scores are not affected by multiple inquiries from auto or mortgage lenders within a short period of time. Typically, these are treated as a single inquiry and will have little impact on your credit score. Just a thought there for you. Length of time since credit report inquiries were made when you shop for credit. Inquiries remain on your credit report 2 years. I mentioned that, although FICO scores only consider inquiries from the last 12 months. So that's just a little bit of the information there on how new credit impacts your credit scores. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, got a few cool topics for you. How to improve your FICO score, and is new auto refinancing for you? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent?
Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBR.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. 1890, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Again, Credit Sanitizer, that's our friend Jeff Sipes over there at Blue Water Credit. And you always want to make sure your credit is as strong as possible, because who knew that today the interest rates would fall as much as they've fallen already? And anybody that's bought a house anywhere in the last 6 months or more, if you took a loan out on your house in the last 6 months or more, you should probably be looking at, is it beneficial for you to refinance? And we're seeing all over the state, yes, it is. What about debt consolidation? Yes, that makes sense too. Debt consolidation loans, where you get all your debt rolled up into the equity you have in your house. What about mortgage insurance? In many instances, you can get rid of the mortgage insurance right now as well. A lot of opportunity in the marketplace. How to repair your credit and improve your FICO scores is the topic today. You can improve your FICO scores by first fixing errors in your credit history, if the errors exist. And I will tell you, I've been looking at credit reports for a long time, and I've never seen a report that did not have errors. Then follow the guidelines to maintain a consistent and good credit history. Repairing bad credit or building credit for the first time takes patience and discipline. There is no quick way to fix a credit score. In fact, quick fix efforts are the most likely to backfire. So beware of any advice that claims to improve your credit score fast. Best advice for rebuilding credit is to manage it responsibly over time. If you have not done that, you'll need to repair your credit history before you see your credit scores improve. The following steps will help you with that. Steps to improve your credit score. Number one, check your credit report for errors. Carefully review your report from all three credit reporting agencies for any incorrect information. Dispute inaccurate or missing information by contacting the credit reporting agency and your lender. Read more about disputing errors on your credit report. I will chat with you about that as well. A lot of your reports will tell you right there what it is. Checking your own credit report or FICO score has no impact on your score. We talked about that before. Number two is obvious. Pay bills on time. Making payments on time to your lenders and creditors is one of the biggest contributing factors to your credit scores, making up 35% of a FICO score calculation. Past problems like missed or late payments are not easily fixed. Pay your bills on time. Delinquent payments, even if only a few days late, and collections have a significantly negative impact on your FICO scores. Use payment reminders through your bank's online portals if they offer the option. Consider enrolling in automatic payments through your credit card and loan providers to have payments automatically debited from your account. If you've missed payments, get current and stay current. Poor credit performance won't haunt you forever. The longer you pay your bills on time after being late, the more your FICO score should increase. The impact of past credit problems on your FICO scores fades as time passes and as a recent good payment patterns show up on your credit report. Be aware that paying off a collection account will not remove it from your credit report. It will stay on your report for 7 years or as long, or it could be come off sooner if the creditor does not verify the information. Remember, the only things that have to be on your – anything that's on your credit report, nothing has to be on your credit report. But the only things on your credit – that can stay on your credit report are things that are complete, accurate, and verifiable. So sometimes paying off that collection will actually be more harmful than leaving it on there. If you're having trouble making ends meet, contact your creditors or see a legitimate credit counselor. This will not rebuild your credit score immediately. But if you can begin to manage your credit and pay on time, your score should increase over time. Seeking assistance from a credit counseling service will not hurt your FICO score. That will not hurt your FICO score. Now, if you go to one of these agencies that just say don't make payments anymore, that will hurt your FICO score. And remember that I've told you this. Paying your bills on time is a two-step process. Make sure, and this goes in with number three as well, pay your credit card bills before the statement closing date, before that statement closing date. That way you go online about a week in advance, find out when the statement closing date is. So you're going to go online a week before your statement closing date, find out what your balance is, pay as much as you possibly can so it arrives before the statement closing date, and then make a minimum payment or whatever you need to before the payment due date so you're never late. I set that up as an automatic because I'm constantly using my cards, right? So I have several items that are automatically billed to my credit card so they stay active all the time. So I can have a cell phone bill automatically go to a credit card. I can have a gas bill automatically go to a credit card bill. My cellular bill, DirecTV or cable, whoever you use, right? So you have those all go to different credit card bills and pay them as I just suggested to you. Now, you can always have some overlaps. That's why I have that minimum payment always set up to go right before the payment due date. Because if I pay off my credit card in full right before the statement closing date, and then something hits, you know, between the time I pay and the closing date or right at the same time, and I've got a balance, you know, a small balance that comes through, there's going to be a payment due on the payment due date. And I want to make sure I'm never late, so I have a minimum payment set up so I don't ever hit that. So I'm making two payments every single month. Number three, reduce the amount of debt you owe. Your credit utilization or balance of your debt to available credit contributes 30%. So if you noticed, I just got through telling you 35% of your score is coming from paying on time. And now I'm saying 30% comes from the utilization rate. That's 65% of your credit score right there on those two items. It can be easier to clean up than payment history, but it requires financial discipline and understanding the tips that I have shared with you. Keeping balances low on credit cards and other revolving debt, high outstanding debt can negatively affect your credit score. Pay off debt rather than moving it around. The most effective way to improve your credit scores in this area is by paying down, but having fewer open accounts may lower your score. Come up with a payment plan that puts most of your payment budget towards the highest interest cards first while maintaining minimum payments on your other accounts. Do not close unused credit cards as a short-term strategy to raise your scores. Do not open several new credit cards you don't need to increase your available credit. This approach could backfire and actually lower your scores. But you can, if you're having trouble getting all those payments down, go ahead and ask your credit card company to increase your limit. That can help. So there are all kinds of tips. If you've been managing credit for a short time, don't open a lot of new accounts. That's a good tip for you. Do your rate shopping for a loan within a specific short period of time. Reestablish your credit history if you have had problems. Request and check your credit report. Again, myfico.com. Unbelievable. Yeah, Jay, you're right. Today's rates on the mortgages, huge opportunity for people. I should get into that again before we leave, and I'll do the auto refinancing probably tomorrow. But it is a very, very tremendous opportunity, and you got to take advantage of opportunity when it hits for your family, right? Interest rates are down. The bonds have come back down a little bit from where they were earlier in the day, but the mortgage-backed securities are up 16 basis points, 10-year treasury at 1.65. If you've been contemplating whether you want to save some money on your mortgage interest, you got to make the call right now, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. If you want to just get started, sltloanapp.com, sltloanapp.com. You can go there, complete a short application, and take about 10 minutes of your time either on the phone or on the computer, and the team will get into that with you very, very quickly. Again, sltloanapp.com is the source for that. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today, and of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.